to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to report on the Talkers charts for the week of October 17th to the 21st, 2011. The stories, the people who are the focus of lots of great conversation on the news talk radio stations around the country. So let's have at it, Michael.
All right, let's go. We have an exciting week that was, and here are the stories as they stack up. At number 10, lots of folks talking about the World Series and lots of folks talking about National Football League action, and they came in together at number 10. At number 9, we have the Brian Gumbel controversy. At number 8, we have Afghanistan operations. Number 7, the Ohio exotic animals case. At number 6, the financial markets activity. At number 5, the Eurozone economic stability. At number 4, Obama jobs bill. At number 3, and it happened at the end of the week, but it just totally dominated conversation, so it came in at number 3, the Gaddafi being killed. At number 2, the Occupy movement that gets bigger and bigger every week. And at number 1, we have the GOP debate and the 2012 presidential election. The people being talked about at number 10, Brian Gumbel, Terry Thompson at 9, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad at 8, Joe Biden at 7, at number 6, John Boehner, at number 5, Hillary Clinton, at number 4, Muammar Gaddafi, at number 3, Newt Gingrich and Michelle Bachmann tied, at number 2, Mitt Romney, Rick Perry, and Herman Cain tied, and at number 1, Barack Obama, who many people feel won the GOP debate.
Right. All right, so here's a guy that's the most unpopular, even more unpopular than George Bush. And unless they get their act together, he sits there for another 4 years screwing up things more. This is my own pejorative. I don't expect people to agree one way or another. But anyway, the essence of the Gaddafi, you said number 3 this week because it happened at the end of the week. You know that this is one of those buried news stories, not the fact that he's dead, but the fact that you and I as taxpayers and others like us who pay taxes spent $1 billion of our money to get this guy. We spent, and there was never a troop on the ground, but with all the drones and all the planes and all the supplies and all the support that we gave to the NATO forces that were there, $1 billion. And this guy was our friend, not unlike Saddam Hussein, not unlike what's his face from Egypt, Mubarak, and all these other people that now have been run out of town. But they were our friends, and we spend now, we go along with the program. I don't think the average person knows this, and when it gets a hold, this is the kind of stuff the talk radio hosts, the issue-oriented ones, get a hold of this, and then they really, they're the reason that people will find out that it costs you and me $1 billion to get rid of this guy.
I didn't know I had $1 billion.
Now
I
don't. No.
Yeah, right. No, but, yeah. Well, I mean, the sums are staggering.
Yeah.
When you think about how much money is invested in military operations, war operations, foreign aid, all kinds of use of taxpayer dollars. And hey, it's crazy. It came up in the GOP debate the other night, and it's a very important issue in the minds of Americans, how taxpayer dollars are spent. And there's not enough discussion about it, and there's not enough coverage of it in the news.
Speaking of that, Talkers Magazine sponsored a meeting of Southern California talk people here in Los Angeles, and you and I are both here. I was very happy to be a participant in it. And one of the things that came up, there was we call these the rumbles. The talk radio hosts, you get them up on the stage, and but in this case, I think there were 8 or 9 of them up there that were dealing with some of the issues that seem to be popular. And the whole business about what comes out, I go back to what I just said about sort of buried news and the things that come out in discussions. I wonder if, under the circumstances, in the heat of a lot of noise that's made, and not unlike the GOP convention that everybody's talking about this past week, do we learn things that often maybe either get glossed over or we didn't know? And for little tidbits of information that come out when people are thinking fast and talking fast.
Well, you know, you and I are in the business, and it's always very interesting. We know the ones that really know their stuff, the ones that are original thinkers, the ones that put it on the line, and the ones that just look at it as reciting talking points. Because when you're in a rumble, as we do, and we've been doing these for years and we're going to continue to, and what they basically are for the listeners are they're very, very high power, many participants engaging in a debate among talk show hosts that we do for ourselves. We, the audience are broadcasters, and we mm-hmm. just go at it and have fun and get crazy. But we try to be factual, and we try to be, you know, realistic. Some people really can't keep up with the others. You really could tell the men from the boys and the women from the girls when we do this. Yeah. I have to say, some talk show hosts are very smart, very prepared, very quick on their feet, and others are exposed as not really having their acts together when they're put under the fire of that kind of peer pressure and that type of team play.
So this, the convention, or it was officially called the Southern, I forget now that what you did, it's at talkers.com. All of this, the video, the reports on it, you can follow it. Those of you who love the format, go to talkers.com and you'll see the bits and pieces that Michael and I are talking about from this event. But I forgot what the official name for it was.
The Los Angeles Regional Talkers Forum.
Okay. Los Angeles yeah. Regional Talkers Forum. And the reason that Michael came to Los Angeles is because it is a wonderful, wonderful, thriving talk market. All kinds of different programs, great stations. It is one of the, if not the best example of really good talk programming. I mean, I don't know of another city. You can say New York's not as good, neither is Chicago. I don't know of another city that has this much good talk in it.
Well, what also makes Los Angeles special is not only does it have a lot of good talk radio in it, and a lot of historic talk radio, but Los Angeles geographically and to a large extent culturally and psychologically is located away from the major media centers of America, which the Northeast, Chicago, that whole area, the eastern northern part of the country, it's all connected together, and that's really where the seat of media culture exists. And then you have California on the other side of the country, which is a massive economy, a massive population, and a massive amount of media, but somehow distant and disconnected from the rest of the country. As a result, California is almost like a nation unto itself.
Mm-hmm.
And the media community in Southern California exists in a space that is uniquely its own. And that's why it was kind of provocative and stimulating and fun to bring talkers out there and have this event. All week next week, fans of talk radio, if they go to talkers.com, will be able to see some videos and interviews, stories and pictures of a very unique inside the industry happening.
Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers, is here on the countdown. We continue in a moment.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SevaClear, risk-free. SevaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SevaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeved shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SevaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SevaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class
while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience outrageous comfort for yourself. Just go to Walmart and look for Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
Thanks again for the generous donation.
Oh, don't mention it. When I heard from Katie, who read Kevin's blog that sent everyone to a fan page because of a tweet Bobby shared about the newsletter you sent him in an email, well, I just had to help out.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to potential donors like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, every week at this time as we go through the hot hits in talk radio. Michael goes through the stories that have been profiled by the research done at Talkers Magazine, the people that folks are talking about, and we've been reviewing the L.A. Regional Talk Forum that took place this week here, and Michael was pointing out that a lot of this material is going to be at talkers.com. This is a good place for you. There are not a lot of national shows that originate. Most people... The national shows for the big networks originate out of New York, or in now the way the world is, we, many of us, do the shows wherever we are because technology allows us to do that. And that's one of the things that people, we don't talk much about technology here, but the technology that's available to us now to do these programs better is really, really amazing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. The entire structure of how radio and television used to be back in the 20th century, where you had to go to a station and you had to have a center, yeah. You had to have expensive studio equipment, satellite dishes, and strong control over big corporations having strong control over what gets out there has changed dramatically. The equipment is called remote equipment, and people are broadcasting major league professional programs, not just radio, but television, from places you never would expect. It's almost as if the whole country is becoming a remote television and radio studio. And I find that very exciting because it's opening up the possibilities of what can be broadcast. The studio option still exists, but it's very limiting. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing all kinds of new and hearing all kinds of new programs as a result.
Well, one of the discussions, we have about a minute left here, one of the discussions that took place at this forum was how people can create content and have it on the Internet, let's say, and perhaps then put it on terrestrial radio, whereas what has happened before is that we created it for radio and then it's been used on the Internet. But that seems to be turning around a little bit, yeah?
It is turning around, but I had mentioned to the conference before, and a lot of people listening to this will find this interesting. For anything to make it on the Internet, big time, it has to really, really, really be good.
Yep.
On terrestrial radio or TV, just being there gets you a big audience. Mm-hmm. But to make it on the Internet, where all the competition is, you've got to be good.
Yep, absolutely. All right, so words of wisdom. You'll see more of that if you check out talkers.com for a review of this L.A. forum. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We're always happy to have him here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're into the season of what some people think is silly politics. And maybe that's what it is silly politics. Talking about the debate this past weekend, the presidential race, the things that those who are contenders, pretenders, or intenders. And as many of you know, a lot of the opinions I hear expressed on The View, the television program which features these five ladies that's on every weekday morning, pretty stimulating. And on the program, they've talked this week about the contentiousness of the debate.
Things got a little bit wild in Vegas last night at the most contentious Republican debate so far. Rick Perry and Mitt Romney had one of the evening's most explosive changes. Take a look.
You lose all of your standing, from my perspective, because you hired illegals in your home, and you knew about it for a year.
I don't think I've ever hired an illegal in my life.
I'll tell you what the facts are.
Rick, again.
You had the word.
I'm speaking.
Time for you to tell the truth.
Would you please wait?
Working.
Are you just going to keep talking?
Yes, sir.
Let me finish with what I have to say. Look, Rick, this is a tough couple of debates for Rick, and I understand that, and so you're going to get testy. You have a problem with allowing someone to finish speaking, and I suggest that if you want to become president of the United States, you got to let both people speak. So first, let me speak.
I tell you, it's like the mirror.
I watched this last night, and while I was watching it, I said, I know exactly how he feels. But, you know, it's interesting. Any of you all saw it? No?
Yes.
It was much more personality-driven than issue. The one, truthfully, who came out the best, who was almost the most presidential, was Newt Gingrich. Because what he said was, all this bickering is not going to help Republicans. There is going to come the day when we're going to have a candidate. Well, now, whether he has a chance or not, he did come out the best. And what Romney said was he had hired a contractor or whatever to clean his lawn, and they had illegals, and as soon as he knew about it, he got rid of them. And then everybody pounced on Kane on the 999, saying how wrong it was.
Did you hear Romney?
I rest my case.
Well, I'll speak then. The only thing that I think is helping any of these gentlemen right now, I'm not sure she looks presidential. What
she
I'm going to say
last
is what
night
makes
she was good.
Not to me, she didn't. But What I think is making these gentlemen look more presidential, particularly Mitt Romney, is the fact that our own president is looking, I'm not going to make friends here, less presidential. Because he's moving from, and he's making the shift right now, from commander-in-chief to campaigner-in-chief. And it makes you wonder, what does a man who is so secure in his job have to do? So why does he have to do so much work campaigning for something?
I thought this happened with every president.
He is campaigning. 54% of Americans are disapproving of the job he's doing. He is campaigner-in-chief right now.
What he is trying to do is to spread, is to have people understand his job program.
There are no jobs. That's his program. No jobs.
All right, there you go. Elizabeth's getting it from all sides. I think she may be the only one there who is politically where she is. Jim calls from Nashua, listening up there. Jim, your thoughts on who to vote for and who's out front?
Yeah, she's got it tough there. But, when you talk about illegals, the magnet, that's the buzzword I got from. I was thinking of voting for Herman Cain right now because Romney, living in New Hampshire, I've seen what he's done. I mean, if he would step up, he just... Can I say gravitas? It's so lame, but I mean, the guy just, you know, I don't see him stepping up, you know? I don't know.
So what does it mean, stepping up? What does that mean?
Like, I mean, like forceful and like, you know.
You want him to punch? You want him to punch Ram or punch Barry the other night?
He tried to show it at one point. He said, look, you know, can I please, you know, like. He
made his point, and you heard the crowd reaction. The crowd appreciates someone, as some people think, you got to wrestle all the time. We've had too much of that, and that's why there are so many problems. People are seemingly appreciating someone who's mild-mannered. Thanks for your thought, though, Jim. Appreciate the call.
Save big during the PetSmart Fall Festival of Savings. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Get 40 5.5-ounce cans of Friskies for only $16. Plus, save $2 on cat chow and new 30-pound bags and get one can of Purina One cat food free with in-store coupon. Don't miss these great fall deals going on now at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through October 23rd with your Pet Perks card. Excludes Frisky Selects indoor.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world and right here at home, wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit USO.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, examining the hot hits. The daily program lasts a couple of hours. There's a weekend review of the top 10, all in order, last 3 hours on many of these great radio stations that carry the countdown. An overview. We've summarized what we've heard by listening to literally dozens of talk radio stations, hosts, programs, to get a synthesis of what Americans are talking about on issue-oriented political talk radio. And Americans who are of a mind seem to have yet to find a Republican that they would clearly, dearly prefer over President Obama. You may have heard the caller a few minutes ago who said, yeah, I'd rather vote for Herman Cain because he has the stuff to get into a fight. And Herman Cain has delivered a lot of important food for thought. And if you compare Romney and Cain to Obama, you get, interestingly enough, both of them beating Obama, depending on the poll. And Romney is reasonably popular. He has not pulled away from the rest of the field. He and Cain pretty much second. So would that make the right ticket? How's a Romney-Cain ticket? A lot of people are becoming very interested again in Newt Gingrich. He seems to sound the most, or certainly as presidential, when it comes to intelligence and ideas, as Romney. And he's waiting it out. Maybe he's smarter than the rest of them. 800-510-8255. Here's radio host Scott Pizant talking to political analyst Ron Fischow about how heated the debate was and whether or not President Obama is the one who won.
The debate was fiery. It was exciting. From the standpoint of the Republican Party, was it good for it to be so heated at times?
It probably wasn't good because the candidates got pretty personal and on occasion pretty bitter. Some of the exchanges between Romney and Perry were more than you would normally see in a debate like this. So what the risk is that if they keep attacking themselves like one another like this, whether they just diminish the whole field, and that always is a risk in a general election.
Now, there have been heated debates in the past. I mean, Ronald Reagan was in heated debates with George Bush Sr., and George Bush Sr. ended up being his running mate. It would be kind of hard to believe at this point that Romney would select Perry to be his running mate, but there's a parallel.
I think it would be very unlikely for either one of those two to pick the other one as a running mate. I think there's some real personal dislike there, and I would tend to doubt whether you'd see them running together. I'm sure they'd support one another for the general election after one of them was nominated, but I don't think you'll see them teaming up.
You know, I've read a few things that say that President Obama really won the debate because it did get so heated.
Well, I think to some extent that may be true, but, you know, there's a lot of debates, and there's going to be more debates, and a lot more has to happen. So one debate does not make a nominee, and one debate doesn't end this race. You know, one of the things that we've seen in this election and we've seen in prior elections is that you've got a lot of front runners in the polls. You know, we've seen Herman Cain now, and Mitt Romney, and Rick Perry, and Michelle Bachmann, and Donald Trump, and all of these candidates surging in the polls. 4 years ago, we saw the same thing with multiple candidates. In 2004, on the Democratic field, we had multiple candidates like John Kerry and Dick Gephardt and Joe Lieberman and Howard Dean jumping up in the polls. So this race really hasn't gelled yet, and it hasn't settled.
All right, 800-510-8255. Looking over the landscape, who do you like at the moment? Here's Jeremy. Who are you rooting for at the moment, sir?
Good morning, Doug. Marco Rubio. Oh, wait, he's not running.
If I may, for a second. I was just reading an article about Rubio and some of the other. I mentioned about a half hour ago how the Latino investment, if you will, in people is necessary for the Republicans to win. And Marco Rubio, many think, is a contender. He's not a pretender, because the Republicans, if they have his Hispanic support, more or less ensure that they're going to win. And Rubio is an attractive, intelligent guy, very popular in Florida. So I think if you're just looking at the people who are on the stage, yeah, Cain is attractive. He'll grab some of the black vote. But his approach to some of the social issues will be a drag on Romney. Is that the way you see it?
Yeah, well, you know, exactly. And I think Marco Rubio was speaking, I think, at the Reagan Library several weeks ago, and he made a point that to me really defined the political landscape and pretty much our country. He said Obama has not single-handedly put this put this country on the wrong track, you know, heading towards a socialist or, you know, progressive nation, whatever you want to label it as. He said it's been happening for decades, and it has, but he made a good point. He said Obama is speeding it up exponentially, and we're going to get there really quickly unless we, you know, do something about it. So I don't want a candidate, you know, I like Romney, but I don't want someone who's going to be another Bush and seem conservative but still push us down that train, you know.
Yeah, but don't you want someone who can appeal enough to the middle to beat Obama?
Well, I don't know. The middle has always kind of been overrated to me because, you know, I mean,
Are you willing to have another 4 years of the disaster that we've had in the last 3 years just because you don't want to vote for Romney?
Well, I'll move to Costa Rica if Obama gets elected.
But the problem. When people hopefully you're going to express yourself at the primary and more people from the middle, the mainstream, are going to get involved in the primary.
We had a McCain who we thought was kind of in the middle. We could get that middle vote, and it just simply did not work. I think we need someone to not be the polar opposite of Obama, but someone who seems like they can right the ship a little bit.
A lot more than a little bit. All right, Jeremy, thank you for your thoughts. 800-510-8255. Let's listen to talk host John McGinnis on his program talking about Rick Perry. And this seems to be the consensus among most of the hosts, no matter what their strain.
Rick Perry. Now, full disclosure here, this is a guy that I thought was going to be somebody in this whole process. I was looking forward to him. He seems like a good, rugged, tough guy that's ready to fight the fight, and he's going to lay out a case. Things had looked to have done quite well in Texas. He passed himself on the back with fervor for that. I think he's got enough presence in terms of his normal interaction with people, certainly not in a debate setting, that he can even overcome things that people find problematic. such as the mandatory vaccination of young women in the state of Texas, young girls in the state of Texas. That's something a lot of people just really bristled at, didn't like the idea of it because of his presence, his personality, his kind of likability that I had seen prior to this time. I thought that would probably help him, and maybe it has helped him in his political career in Texas. I see that as drying up rapidly. He seemed to me to be the guy that had to overcome some real flaws in terms of his debate skills. And you could argue that you can be a good debater and not be a good leader, and I think that's absolutely true. But I think the ability to express yourself in a cogent fashion, sometimes in the face of some adversity, is a critical ingredient, critical element to be an effective leader. So if you can't sell your message there, I think you're going to have a very hard pressed to sell your message elsewhere when you're dealing with other elected leaders, with international leadership, oftentimes confronting very challenging issues. If you cannot express yourself in that setting, I think you have a marked disadvantage. I think he needed to make it up. And frankly, I saw not only did he not make it up effectively, he also kind of compromised his likability. I don't like what I saw. I thought he was not impressed. And I was frankly very happy to see him get in. And my sense is, you know, I think only a fool writes anybody off at this point. But I'd be very, very surprised to see him thrive in this campaign. I think his best days are behind him, because the more people see when he gets backed into a corner, he doesn't shine. He doesn't have the not only the skill set to articulate his position and the facts effectively in that setting, but the ability to maintain his composure, his personality, his likability, if you will. And I'm sorry, that may sound like something less than bare knuckles politics, but it is an absolute critical ingredient to success in the political world. So I think he's in trouble.
He's a jackass, actually. I think that's the way but I said that about him at the beginning, and I'm not saying, oh, wow, Doug is so smart. He told you the guy was a jerkleburger. He just is showing, he's proving. I'm pretty good at reading people vibes, if you will. One of the things that really turned me off, Rick Perry's fidelity to Christianity in a nation that has a lot of other people in it beside Christians. You can say what you want. Pat Buchanan has a new book out now, and in the book he suggests that one of the big problems America has is that we're waning away from our Christian roots. Whether that's true or it isn't true, the reality is that there are a lot of people in this country who don't believe in Christianity. So for a guy like Perry to go to a 30,000 people rally at the stadium in Houston and say we must come together and call on Jesus to guide us through the struggles and thank him for his blessings, that turns off more people. The folks who are just finished celebrating Yom Kippur, for example, they don't have much interest in that sort of thing. And more Jewish folks are interested in whoever's running against Obama. There are a lot of Jews who don't like Obama at all. So you're going to try to feed them Rick Perry? That ain't going to work. 800-510-8255. More on the overview as we try to understand more about who some of these candidates are and what folks in the media, news media, talk radio media, are saying about them at 16 before the hour.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
Hi, this is Ed Krell, Chief Executive Officer of Destination Maternity. It's a sad fact that each year, thousands of babies here at home and millions more worldwide are born too soon. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness of this crisis and put an end to premature birth for good. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
For a limited time, you can add the OnStar FMV mirror to your car for only $199. It's like having a portable nav, a roadside assistance plan, Bluetooth, and a stolen vehicle system. Plus, automatic help in a crash. And it's compatible with most cars. Add OnStar FMV to your car at Best Buy for only $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and OnStar subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and more retailers. Hurry, offer ends October 31st, 2011.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience outrageous comfort for yourself. Just go to Walmart and look for Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Review from Chuck Todd on television. We bring this excerpt as he has a conversation with Ted Johnson from Variety about the growing number of Hollywood folks who are supporting Republican candidates.
Hollywood has a long history of liberal politics and supporting Democrats, but after years of relative silence, there is a growing group of conservative actors, directors, and producers who've been speaking up and now like to get involved in presidential politics. This year, Ron Paul is being boosted by Vince Vaughn and Barry Manilow. Comedian Dennis Miller is supporting Herman Cain. Mitt Romney has Cindy Crawford in his corner. That leaves some big names actually still on the sidelines. John Voight, Kelsey Grammer, Gary Sinise, and Jerry Bruckheimer aren't yet siding with any specific contender. See, there really is a Hollywood conservative elite. So, Ted, I did this little teaser on Twitter and on email. I've got all these, okay, what do you have, a 15-second block to fill, as one House Republican said to me a few minutes ago. But in all seriousness, this is a growing block of folks. Tell us about it.
Well, yes, and I you mentioned Gary Sinise. He was one of the organizers of a group of Republicans. They call themselves Friends of Abe. It's kind of semi-secret. And it really is a lot of the conservative rank and file from the entertainment industry. There are a lot of actors in that group, but they meet once a month, and they actually get prominent Republicans coming and visiting. John Boehner has been there. Michelle Bachmann was there earlier this year. Herman Cain is going to be there next month. So what I see is actually a group that's much more organized and even more energized than they were back in 2008.
And what is it that they're looking for in a candidate? You said a lot of these folks haven't sided with anybody. Are they looking for, is this a stereotype of they're wanting the socially moderate, fiscally conservative, or is there a culture hook? What is it exactly they're looking for?
Well, certainly socially moderate and fiscally conservative and also strong on defense. They're definitely looking for that. Hollywood tends to have the more libertarian types of conservatives and Republicans. But also there's a sense of, are we really ready to commit to Mitt Romney? And now Romney has gotten some of what I would call the corporate support, but there is this sense of, is he going to shake up the system enough? I hear people over and over again say, we want someone who's going to shake up the system and really get in there and create a new kind of politics. I talked to a prominent writer-producer who said to me, you know, I'm really looking for someone. I'm looking at Herman Cain right now. And I asked him, you know, what about Mitt? Will you support him? And he said, I guess. So there is this sense, and to an extent, it reflects a lot of the rest of the Republican electorate.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney at law here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show to review some of the things on the charts this week that have legal implications, as he is an Esquire. He's the law stuff that he follows. You can go to stevelaw.net to see what sort of pursuits he's involved in. Writes a lot, studies a lot, talks a lot about the issues of the day from the legal perspective. So let's look at Mr. Gaddafi being killed, which is number three. I'm thinking of starting a class action lawsuit because $1 billion of my taxpayer money went to kill this guy, and nobody in Congress voted on it. Nobody said, no, he had to agree. The president says, okay, we're spending $1 billion. How does he get away with that?
Well, technically, it was probably done properly, because when you look at how wars used to be done, it used to be an act of Congress. Congress would vote on these things, but the nature of world politics changed. Presidents were given the...
Yeah, but the Constitution didn't change.
No, the Constitution didn't change, but the acceptance of allowing the president to act as commander-in-chief for a period of time without having Congress get involved has been allowed. In the past, what sometimes has happened is Congress has done at the back door by saying that they would not vote for the funding.
Yeah.
But essentially, it's a matter of Congress complains, but they don't do anything about it.
Yeah.
And so You know, if you wanted to do this kind of action, there is something, and it's rarely used, but there's an old theory of law called a petition for mandamus,
yep.
M-A-N-D-A-M-U-S. And what it is a complaint to the court to require political officials to do what they're supposed to do. This is their duty, and one could argue that when it comes to making war, and this is war when, yep. you know, planes go in there with bombs, that this is something that the Constitution says Congress is supposed to declare. So it would be an interesting case to hear.
This is another one of those things where the public has gotten really snowed, gone to sleep on the job, and hasn't monitored what is basically our job. If we don't monitor what these people do, then they'll keep doing, getting away with this kind of stuff, and just plain wrong. It's
well, exactly.
wrong.
And you have Congress that, as long as the public isn't demanding it,
yeah.
They'll sit back and just blame somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's go to this sad case in Ohio of all the animals getting being freed. They didn't get loose. They were let loose by the fellow, and then he can somehow or other...
He committed suicide.
What can the people of the city of Zanesville sue his estate for the damage that was done by these animals?
Absolutely. If there was not, you know, it's a matter of certainly if there is money to be had in his estate. Mm-hmm. But this man who had all these animals, and we must add, of course, that he did have them legally, which brings mm-hmm. into all kinds of questions about the ability and lack of regulations for people who do have such exotic pets. But his negligent act and actually intentional act mm-hmm. of setting them free caused extreme cost and damage, and his estate would and should be liable.
Yeah. So how does that happen? The local DA would go after his estate?
Yeah, if they find that it's even something that's worth doing, it would be a matter of if there are sufficient funds in the estate. But, you know, he did own some real estate, and if that person did want to step up and make them responsible for the actions and protect the taxpayers, I should do it.
Number nine this week, Brian Gumbel said something about David Stern that was controversial, and as a result of that, he's gotten a lot of attention. Do people get sued, that is, a Brian Gumbel gets sued by a David Stern over statements like the one he made?
Yeah,
or
he implied he was a racist, and right. He implied that Stern was treating African-American players in the NBA, which is predominantly African-American right. athletes, as if they were slaves on a plantation.
Right.
Charles Barkley took Brian Gumbel to task on this, too, and he said it was ridiculous. He said there weren't many multimillion-dollar slaves.
No, unfortunately,
this is a matter of even if it were considered to be libelous, which obviously it could be, it would qualify in a couple of ways. One, it would qualify as opinion, and he was very careful in the way that he couched it. Yeah. But beyond that, he didn't even have to be that careful, because Stern, as a public figure, is not protected by the libel laws unless you can prove actual malice on the part of Gumbel. So Gumbel, whose comments were just absolutely absurd, he gets away with it. And if anything, he ends up getting more publicity and enhancing what his ratings might be.
There you go. That's what it's all about. Stephen J. J. Wiseman, attorney for the Countdown. Check out stevelaw.net.